Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. We're talking last week's cattle on feed numbers in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
The latest U.S. Department of Agriculture cattle on feed report was out at the end of this last week. Placements actually under a year ago, but the on feed numbers above what the trade was expecting and above a year ago, and a very large number, 11.7 million head on feed in U.S. feedlots. Join us today, Dr. Glenn Tonzer, Kansas State University Extension grain market economist. He says while the numbers were up over a year ago in the on-feed number, still no big surprises coming out of this report.
No, on balance, I'd say there's no big surprises. The June 1st inventory was up 2%. You know, that's on the upper end of the pre-report range. Some might call that a big surprise. There's more cattle out there than we thought. I'm willing to call that in the realm of expected. For context, that's 11.7 million heads, the largest June 1st inventory in this series, which started in 96. That's my comment about we know there's a lot of cattle in the system. May placements were down 3%. Pre-report put it at minus 4%, so this is right on target. When you look at the weight categories, it is worth noting, compared to May of 18, there is an effort to place heavier weight class animals. So the classes of under 600 and 6 to 700 pounds were actually down compared to a year ago. The 7 to 8 and the 8 to 900 pound groupings were up. That shouldn't be surprising. More expensive corn is going to drive people's preference towards placing heavier. And then May marketings were up about 1%, right in line with pre-report of three quarters of a percent, right in the middle of the range, no surprise there. The fact that's positive is a good thing. The fact placements were slightly down might be supportive, but they're within the realm of pre-report expectations, so I honestly don't think this report will be a market mover.
So, plenty of cattle in the feedlot pipeline right now. You couple that with higher feed costs because of the uncertainty of the 2019 corn crop, you end up with some negative returns right now. Dr. Glenn Tonzer tracks that regularly, and he says not looking good.
No, it's not. And I'll remind our listeners that every month I post these to Ag Manager, so go there for the details. And what I'm doing there is a kind of a no-risk management cash approach. Buy cash corn, buy cash feeders, sell cash fed. And I highlight that because it's a barometer of trends, so I don't think everybody's in this dire of a situation, particularly somebody that has better cost of gain or might be getting some kind of sales premium beyond what I have here. The projections I put out on June 10th, which has been, you know, almost 2 weeks now, the market's down since then, so the story's actually worse, puts closeouts at minus 90 to actually over $200 losses for each month between now and Christmas. Mm-hmm. What that is reflecting is elevated cost of gain projections, declining fed cattle price expectations, and to date, we haven't pulled feeders down enough to offset that. Now, of course, closeouts next month, we can't pull feeders down on them because we bought the animals quite a while back. But when you look at closeouts early in 2020, so the furthest out month I have in this latest report is February of 2020, we still have a projected feeder price of 139, fed price of 118, and cost of gain that's over 100. Well, you do the math on that, that leads to a loss of over 100 bucks being projected. So something's got to give before those distant months will start looking better. In the event the corn crop turns out better than current sentiment, that would help certainly on the cost of gain front, or even just the weather was better so animals perform better would help. But I honestly think there's going to be some more pressure on the feeder side to improve those margins.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Apache Auction Market invites you to join them Saturday, June 29th in Apache, Oklahoma for a complete dispersal sale of Vatchy land and cattle, featuring Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus cows and bulls, plus 300 head of 3- to 6-year-old spring calving pairs and 50 fall calving cows. Sale starts at noon. To review videos and descriptions of the stock up for sale, click over to www.apacheauction.com. The Vatchy land and cattle complete dispersal sale, noon at the Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, June 29th. For more information, call 888-926-9696.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.